Blog Talk Radio.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Tony on trumpet, by the way. Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry Love Show. Just kidding. That was the wonderful Nat King Cole starting us off.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Love Show. I'm Ken Kessler. She's Tony DeMeo, and she is Julia Hoffman. Back with us again. Yay! So all three of us are here. We are live. It is Friday, January 12th. That was our first show of 2018, I believe. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open. 347-838-9903 is the number, and there are a bunch of people already on the phone. So if you were thinking about calling, sooner is better than later. And to all those who are hanging on the phone, hang on. We will get to you. We got a few things to talk about and take care of. But hang on, and we will get to you in the order that you called in. If you are listening to the Love Show on your computer on the Blog Talk Radio website, you can scroll down and pop in the chat room and join me there. Right now it's just me, so come on in and keep me company. You can also connect through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry, at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter, and as if that wasn't enough, you can go to psychictapestry.com. And in the lower right, you can there's a little blue box that says send us a message, and you can connect that way as well. Phone is always the best because we're going to have follow-up questions for you. You're going to have them for us. And the back and forth is much easier to do on the phone than it is typing back and forth through the chat room or social media. But you could be at work, or you could be doing something that doesn't let you call in, or you don't like the sound of your voice on the radio, or maybe you want to be a little more private, so you don't want your voice on there, so anyone who knows you might hear it. Or you may have your own reason that's not any of those, and all of that is okay. That's why those other options are available to you. I should write all that down so I make sure I remember everything. You go to psychictapestry.com, when you go to our website, by the way, you can click on Get a Reading, and that will bring you to a page where you could connect with Tony, or you could connect with Julia, or you could connect with me, or you could connect with any of the folks who do shows here on any of the Psychic Tapestry shows. And you can, in most cases, go right to their websites and check them out and book a private reading with them that way, so you don't have to be on the radio and you can have more attention focused just on you, because what we do here is really a mini kind of reading, so we can get to as many people as possible and make it fair for everybody. So that's another option for you. If we can't get to your call tonight, or if you're thinking, I really need more than just a quick little mini reading, I could use some more. That's another option for you. And if you don't want to get a reading, you could still go there and you could check out Tony's page and Tony's website and Julia's website and learn more about them, because you never know when there's going to be a test. So, just so you know. Julia, that's okay. Julia's phone just let go.
Oh, no.
So hopefully she'll be able to call back and get back in with us.
Better.
Otherwise, all you got to do was hear her say yay and happy Friday and laugh a little. And she had much more to share. So, so that's coming up. I want to talk about New Year's and New Year's resolutions, even though we're at the 12th, we're almost 2 weeks in. And I want to get to that shortly. But first, gratitude. If you are new, if you're new to the show, thanks for finding us. We really appreciate it. And that's kind of what this part of the show is about. We like to kick things off expressing our gratitude because we are very grateful that you're listening, whether you're listening live on Friday evening, January 12th, or whether you're listening at some other time to the podcast. We're grateful that you give us your time. And we are grateful that you keep connected to us between the shows through social media, liking, sharing, and retweeting, and pinning, and all of that stuff. And it's easy to say that we're grateful, but I think it means more when we go through our list and we thank everybody individually for being so kind as to be so kind to us, because without you, you guys make it a show. Without you, it's just us chatting, and we're good at that. We can do that. That's no problem.
Well, we are good.
But
you're good at that.
But I think hopefully it is more helpful when we can actually talk to you, and we couldn't do that if you weren't there. So we are very grateful for that. And we have our lists. And Tony, if you want to start and mention it, and this gives Julia a minute to think because I don't know if she's – because she wasn't on last time, so I don't know what all she's got. She always has something anyway. So anyway, Tony, if you want to get started. Yes, she does.
Okay.
So, Tony, if you want to start, and then we'll throw it over to Julia and see what she's got.
Okay. Well, I think we'll begin by thanking the people who called into our show, the last show 2 weeks ago. We had Sandy, and I think she was in the chat room because I didn't have a state. We had Jeanette in California. We had Terry on Long Island, Keisha in Georgia, Laura in New Jersey, and we thank you all. You made it a show. You made it a good show. And now I'd like to thank all the people on social media who liked our postings, the ones that I put up for the show and for the new Unity Houston Reiki site, Reiki Circle site, which we're having Reiki tomorrow. If anybody's in the Houston area, it's at 11 a.m. in the chapel at Unity, and that's at 2929 Unity Drive. And I'd like to thank Stephanie Colangelo, John Federico, Gay Weintraub, Marco Oliver, Shannon Ogg, Amy Goldstein, Debbie Mack, Mel in Texas, Donna Southard, Athea Hahn, Rebecca Mosshart, Jeff Davis, Janet Flores, Yax Key Welder, Barb Blankenship, Richard Guerra, Cassandra Alexander, Jose Antonio Pachaca, Elizabeth Moreland Mason, Barbara Jackson, Miriam and Sylvia Valley, Karen Forrester, Marge Oza, Arlene Dollar Janek, Linda Weaver, Brabham, Diane Gilbert, Dorothy Hill, Jill Garwood Benefeld, Michelle Mantilla, Sierra Merrifield, Chris McGowan, Jean Mayer, Kathy Sains, Martha Jane Cole, Ramon Flores, Brianna Carrillo, Marianne Cowley, and Becca Wells. Thank you so much. We love you, and we appreciate every time you like our website or share our posts or say that you like us or give us a lovely comment. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so very, very much.
Yes.
I think she's back. Julia, are you there?
Good.
I am here. Thank you very much. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. Good. Thank you. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Ted. And, wow, thank you for this moment. Thank you for this breath. Thank you for this show. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio for having this platform where we're able to connect with all of you. And I would like to say thank you. I haven't been on, as Ken and Tony mentioned, for a month. And I was on the beginning of December. And we did have Karen who called in. And we had some issues with the phone. But thank you, Karen, for calling in. And thank you to all of you who are on the line now waiting, those of you that listen to the replay, those of you in the chat room, those of you that like, share, retweet, thank you. Thank you so much for the love. We love you. We appreciate you. And just remember that we are all one. We all are here as brothers and sisters, just walking each other home, as Ram Dass says. And that's really what we're here to do, is to help one another and be of service. If you ever feel like at any point you are feeling down, or you're feeling maybe even depression sets in with some people, try your best to get out there and do something nice for someone else. That's always really a great way to uplift your spirit and to uplift someone else as well. And, of course, it's contagious, too. So just like smiles are contagious and laughter. What else? Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Tony. I love doing the show. I've missed you both so much, and I've missed doing the readings on the show, so I'm excited to get started tonight. I love all of you, so thank you. And the other thing that I would like to share, if you give me just a second to get there, is this beautiful, it's called a morning prayer, and it is channeled by Tata. And this person, this being, brings to us a beautiful morning song that can be sang, or you can use it as an affirmation. I like to use it as an affirmation, but it's a really beautiful way to transform life and bring you into the vibration and the frequency of gratitude. So just relax, and if you're able to, if you're not driving, and you're able to close your eyes, I just invite you to close your eyes and just allow this to wash over you. From the God, Goddess of my being, I give forth thanks for the love that I am, for the love in my life, and the love that surrounds me. Thank you. Thank you for the miracle of life that I am, and thank you for the miracle of life I see reflected all about me. Thank you for the gift of life that I am. Thank you for this perfect body, my health and well-being. Thank you. Thank you for the abundance that I am, and thank you for the abundance I see reflected all about me. Thank you for the riches and the richness of my life, and thank you for the river of money which flows to me and through me. Thank you. Thank you for the excitement and adventure of the millions of wondrous possibilities and wondrous probabilities. Thank you. Thank you for the wonderment, and thank you for the joy. Thank you for the beauty and harmony. Thank you for the peace and tranquility. Thank you for the laughter, and thank you for the play. And thank you for the privilege of serving and sharing the gift that I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am that I am. And so it is. Over to you, Ken. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Before I get to my list here, Julia, I want to mention two things, three actually, because the first one is I'm really glad that you're back with us. I love that morning song, and I had thought about, because you haven't been able, because of scheduling and different things, you haven't been able to be on with us, and I had thought about going back to an old show and snipping out that little piece when you do that,
right.
And then I could just put it on a button here, and I could play it each week whether you're here or not. But I felt I felt like that was kind of a cheat, because I feel like it feels like it means so much more when you're here to do it, and I didn't want to Julia couldn't be here, so I'm gonna just hit a button and it seems like she's here. So I'm really glad that you're here and that and that you are here to give that to us tonight. And the other thing that I want to mention is when we throw it to you, you rattle off seemingly effortlessly several things right away that you are grateful for, some big, some small.
Yes.
And I think that is so great because we talk about often, I think every time on this show, we talk about the importance of gratitude. And sometimes, sometimes people have a difficult time thinking about what they're grateful for because they feel like it needs to be some great big giant thing. I'm so glad that I won the lottery. And if it's something that's not that big, they have a tough time thinking about it. And you rattle off these, and I don't mean to say it's not dismissive that you rattle these off effortlessly, but that's how we should all strive to be able to do that, to be able to think of things that we are really grateful for, whether they're big or whether they're small. This breath, blog talk, radio, you know, whatever is going on, whatever it is that if you really stop and give it some thought, you'll be able to come up with those things. And it doesn't have to be that difficult and it doesn't have to be homework or some giant task. So I'm glad all over again that you're here tonight as you could do that. And it's such a great example to anybody who's listening who might be struggling with that, who might hear, okay, I get that gratitude is important, but I don't know, what am I grateful for? Work sucks. My car's not running great.
Aww.
You know, on and on and on. There are lots of things that, you know, that can bog us down, and it doesn't have to be that your life is just one magnificent lottery win after lottery win, because nobody's life is like that. But you can feel like it is when you are grateful, when you really are grateful for your breath, for blog talk radio, or whatever website you like to go to, or Wi-Fi, or that your computer booted up and is working right, or working mostly right. You know, there's so many things in our day-to-day lives that we take for granted, and it's and gratitude is such a wonderful thing. And if you start doing that, it might feel like homework at first, but you keep doing it and you'll feel that shift, and you will be grateful for this breath and for blog talk radio and for so much more. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out. And Julia, when you started, it made me think of that. And I'm extra glad that you're here and that you said that. And I'm sure just that much made a difference to somebody. So Julia, thank you.
And if you ever wanted to use an audio of that morning prayer song, you can do that. You have my permission if you choose to.
Well,
and thank you.
Well, thank you. I am going to get to my list, but we're actually going to try and get the show back a little bit earlier, like it used to be.
Yay!
So in 2 weeks tonight.
Everyone.
2 weeks from tonight will be 2 hours earlier than we are tonight, so it'll be at 5:30 Pacific time, and hopefully that will be early enough so both Tony and Julia can be here.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it would be.
Yeah. And everything. And hopefully we'll
be
able to.
Central. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay. So we'll be able to get back to some semblance of normal, whatever that means. But anyway, so I just wanted to mention that too. But let me go ahead and get to my list because I'm on the verge of forgetting. So this is a whole bunch of people who are so kind as to like and comment and share and retweet and all that good stuff on social media. I did my best to get everybody that did that, but social media doesn't show us everything, so sometimes some might slip through the cracks and I didn't see them, and I apologize for that. Don't take it personally if you were so kind as to click the like button or say something or share something or whatever, and you don't hear your name. It's not intentional. It's just one of those things, and you certainly do have my gratitude for that. The names that I did see are, and thank you to Chin P, the folks at Canadian Psychics, Jesse W, Valerie B, Jan D, Joyce L, Elise B, Lauren M, Carmen T, Geraldine P, the folks at SOL Hype, Virginia M, Britt M, Don S, the folks at Web Factory LTD, Carolyn S, Ruth M, Andreas S, Angela S, Jenny and Melody at Psychic Oz, Harlina S, Sandra D, Stella A, Lisa K, April L, Michelle A, Karen F, Phillips R, Izzy W, Brenda G, Patty D, Georgia V, Taylor H, Wendy W, Robert J, Laura H, Chrissy M, Kara D, Carol W, Stephanie C, Ann K, Brian B, Tammy P, Nancy F, and my good friends at the Mystic Isle here in San Diego. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Whew. Thank you.
Very beautiful.
Thank
you.
Yeah. So New Year's has come and gone. It's January 12th, and I wanted to talk a little bit about resolutions because, well, because it's timely and because by now a lot of people have already given up on them. And I totally get that because sometimes we set them up too high and it makes it difficult to reach them. And sometimes we're dismissive. We don't do it at all. And sometimes we forget to do it on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. And then it's a week or two later and we're like, I'll try next year. So the first thing I wanted to say was every day is a chance to start over. It's a chance for a new beginning. Is the opportunity to be better. So, and nobody else has to know. So if you want to quit smoking or lose weight, which are like the top two, knock yourself out. Go ahead. And if you wanted to do that on January 1st and now it's January 12th and you had a bacon cheeseburger and you smoked, tomorrow's another day. Try again.
Right,
you can do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to. It doesn't have to be, I messed up on the first 2 weeks of January. Oh, well, I'll try again in 2019. It doesn't have to be that way. You can do that. If you haven't made a resolution, just resolving to be a better you is really is more than enough. And
yes.
You know what things you need to work on. And it doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. It doesn't mean that you have to make no mistakes, do nothing wrong. Everything is great. You're so full of love and light. You glow and your feet hardly touch the ground and you're kind to animals. And you know what? We all have bad days. So it's okay if you stumble along your path. It's okay. You have to give yourself permission. And maybe that should be a resolution for you, to give yourself permission to allow whatever it is you need to allow. I want to make a quick pitch there. I am offering for the next 2 weeks a complete reading for 2018. It's an 18-card reading that takes a look at the whole year for you. So if that's something that you're interested in, if you want to see what lies in store, what might lie in store, what you need to know for this new year, go to psychictapestry.com, click on what's new, and you'll see all the details. I don't want it to be a big pitch, but since I started us down this road, I wanted to throw that out there. But getting back to resolutions, do Tony, Julia, do either of you make resolutions?
I make the same one, the one that you mentioned, just to be the best that I can be, to do no harm, to help as many people as I can, and to just be here for everyone that needs me. That's what I say every year.
Yeah, I don't.
How about you, Julia?
I don't really personally tie a whole lot into resolutions. I used to do it, and I found that, you know, pretty much like what you mentioned, I think people tend to put a little too much pressure on themselves, and then they end up feeling like a failure if they don't do what they said they were going to do. And as you said, every day is a new day, and really the only treasure, the only gift that we have is now. So everything is happening right now. So if you just remind yourself in every moment, like Tony said, you know, I'm more along the lines of choose love, choose peace, choose joy. And the more that I can do to help others and help myself expand my consciousness and help all of us ascend to a higher level, which is harmony and peace, that's my mission. That's my goal. That's my daily resolution, just
that's
ongoing.
It.
And then as times change, you know, hopefully very, very soon we get to that point. And then what will it be? Probably will be no need for it, because if we're living in complete love and peace and joy and harmony, there won't be any of negativity. There won't be any of this craziness. So we will all just be, where we're divinely, our divine essence is and where we're meant to be. So that's my thoughts on the resolution.
I agree.
For me, I'm going to do what I can to make the 2018 Ken better than the 2017 Ken.
Yep.
And
there you go.
One of the big things about that is I'm going to be better to me, and that doesn't mean that I'm going to buy whatever I want and do whatever I want and all that stuff. It means that I'm not going to be so hard on myself. And I think most of us do that. We're our own worst critics, and I'm going to work on that. I don't want to be that. I want to think that I'm amazing, and I want to and when I stumble, when I make mistakes, I want to, okay, that was, I shouldn't have done that, I shouldn't have said that, whatever, and then move on and not let it, and not carry that around for a week, a month, the rest of the year. That's what I want to achieve. And part of that includes that if I find myself doing that, I'm going to give myself permission to stop, and that it doesn't mean everything is ruined. Oh, I did something bad, and then I beat myself up about it all day. I've just blown 2018. No, I just, okay, I'm human, and I made a mistake, and I reacted badly to it, and now I'm going to stop doing that. And that's what I hope. That's my hope for this year. And
very good.
If I could lose some weight also, that would be good, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
steps.
I forgot that one.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That's
it's always
also a daily one.
I
do that daily.
Well, my yoga classes are very full, way fuller than they were towards the end of last year.
Yes, they are.
So, you know, those New Year's resolutions. We'll see how long the classes stay as full as they are now. I hope they do.
Right.
I really do. I pray and hope they do. Resolution.
Yeah.
Right.
We have a whole bunch of people hanging on the phone, so I want to kind of wrap this up and get to calls, if that's okay with both of you.
Oh, yeah. We probably should, because we're only on till another hour, right? Because we're on the shorter.
That's right. We're on for another 1 hour and 1 minute and change from right now. So
1 hour, 1 minute,
and 11 seconds. 347-838-9903 is the number. In case you don't know, or you don't remember, or you just want to hear it again, we should explain who we are and why we're here. So, Tony, who are you and why are you here?
Hi, everybody. I'm Tony DiMeo. I've been psychic my entire life. I've had mediumship experiences with seeing dead people, and I get messages from time to time. And I have a very close relationship with my guide, and this is one of my missions, is to help all of you to connect directly with your own guide so that you can have that confidence in yourself and in your intuition. If you're listening to your guide, you're never going to make a wrong move. You're really not. Whatever the lessons are that you need to learn, they're going to come your way, and life is going to fall into place in a really beautiful way. So tonight I'll be giving you those angel or spirit guide connection readings that I do. And I also use some cards. I turn cards over to confirm the information that I'm receiving from my guide. Who is receiving the information from your guide? and I'm happy to do it. Now I'll pass it to Julia. Julia.
I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry. Hi.
Hello,
everyone. Julia Hoffman, Transpersonal Healer. I'm a certified crystal healer, neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, and a certified hypnotherapist. And what all of that means is that I am here to help you remember your divine essence, which is love, love, love. And I will be tuning into spirit, asking my angels, guides, ascended masters, and master teachers to connect here. And then I ask that our higher selves speak to each other and for all of the information and messages to come through for the highest good of all involved. And I also, I have pendulum crystals, lots of crystals always, and I have oracle cards as well. And I receive messages similar to the way Tony receives messages through impressions, just psychic impressions, feelings, thoughts, images will come up for me. And then I also have the oracle cards to confirm each of those messages mm-hmm. that I'm getting, or to give me a little more insight into someone's question. And I also like to say, take what you want and leave the rest. If there's something that is not working for you, my reading, Ken, Tony's reading, you're going to be getting a lot of information. So you always have to be discerning. Check back in with yourself. And a lot of times what happens with this is something that Spirit's giving us and we're giving you, and maybe it will happen in a week. Maybe it'll happen in a month. Maybe it'll happen in 6 months. But just hold on to that, and you'll know when it's needed. Just have faith that it will come to the forefront of your mind. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, I had that reading, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I didn't think it made sense then, but now everything is lining up because now you're opening up to that spirit, and now you're co-creating with spirit. And really that's all we're doing here is we're helping you tune into your own guides so you are able – you can do this for yourself, so you're able to get the guidance and the messages on your own. And I think that's it for me. Yeah, over to you, Ken.
Okay. I'm Ken Kessler. I don't know why I'm here. Oh, no, wait. I push the buttons and fly the plane. I'm also a medium and music intuitive, and I get messages through music. And one of the things that I love about music is that it's so personal that I can mention a song or an artist to you, and I can tell you from my frame of reference what I think that means for you, and it could instantly click with you and trigger something that is not the same as what I said, and that's valid. Sometimes that's just how it works. It takes the message, it comes in, and it just takes me mentioning the artist or that song to get the message across to you. And And you know, that's really true in any reading that you get. If something clicks with you and it's not the same as what the reader is telling you, it's still valid. It still counts. It's just how it works. I have a cloud player with thousands of songs on it. So, and I've invited my guides and angels to bring in whoever has a message for you, and I'll let you know what the song is and what it is that I think that they're trying to get across to you. The song that's playing when we pick up your call. And hopefully I explained that right. It seemed like a lot of words, so I'm not sure. Did that make sense, Tony? Julie? That sound all right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
We haven't done this in a while, so I want to make sure. We aren't doctors and we aren't lawyers and there's lots of things that we aren't. So if your question is goes into one of those areas that's really above our pay grade, we're going to gently guide you in the direction of a doctor or a lawyer or a plumber or whoever it is that you need. We aren't going to tell you to stop taking your medication or to sign a contract or to take a job or quit a job or get married or get divorced or move or stay or any of that kind of stuff. The truth is we're not going to tell you to do anything. We're going to give you some advice and some guidance and some hope and some healing. And what you do with that is all up to you. So with all of that said, and I know it was a lot, Let's head to the phone. 347-838-9903 is our number. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, my first name is Lynn, L-I-N.
Hi, Lynn. Where are you calling from?
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Hello,
Hi. I'm currently in California. And currently in California, yes.
All right.
How can we help you?
And how can we help you?
I have a question. My question is, for work and money this year. I just had a birthday last week, and I turned 62. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
And I'm just feeling that, you know, I want to do some sort of work this year. And what do you all feel or see about type of work and money for me this year? Do you feel or see, you know, any coming in? Yeah.
Well, I'm getting a lot from you. You said last month. Are you a Sagittarius or are you
in I'm sorry. I meant last week, January 5th.
Oh, January. Okay, so you are a Capricorn.
Yes,
I'm
the Capricorn.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Who would like to go first, guys? Who'd like to go first?
I'll show
you. Well, it sounds like you've already got a lot.
Okay. I do, but that's okay. I can wait. I'll let Julia go because I want to hear from what Julia has to say.
Lynn, happy belated birthday. And Lynn,
thank you, Julia.
Capricorn, I love Capricorn. And my high school sweetheart, same birthday as yours, my dad, who is now in heaven, was a day after that, January 6th. And my niece is also, Capricorns are great. I love Capricorn.
Yeah, me too.
And I could tell right when you came on, your energy is very pleasant. And let me just tell you what I was getting from spirit as you were speaking before you even asked your question. I was getting some kind of overseas. I don't know if were you born overseas? Do you have a contact overseas? Or are they telling you that this is where your next job opportunity is?
No, I wasn't born overseas, but I have always felt a connection, with other places. And my ex-husband was from overseas. And so my children... they have like real connection with different places overseas. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anywhere that's like England area?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
They have cousins in London and just around the UK. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, just know that. They're coming through, and I believe that this would be that connection for you, just confirming that, you know, also I'm with your energy, and that if this is something that you would like to pursue, I feel like that this might be a good transition for you at this point. But again, as I mentioned earlier, checking with yourself, make sure it makes sense for you. But there is an opportunity coming up for you to travel. And then I feel like they're saying, too, that they want you to be, Spirit wants you to be very careful of your thoughts. Your thoughts around money, your thoughts about, because I feel like you do a little bit of self-sabotage where, you know, it's kind of like this downward spiral effect for you. You know, you start to think about, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I need money. I need money. I need money. And all that does is that constricts you and it makes you smaller instead of expanding you. So they just want you to make sure you're mindful of your thoughts and know and trust that it's going to come and Spirit will lead you and Spirit will guide you. And everything always works out so well for you anyway. Look at where you're at right now. I mean, you're here for a reason. You're breathing for a reason. So the universe always has your back. Spirit always has your back. Now, the other thing that they're telling me, they mentioned soul, S-O-U-L, like your soul. And I don't know if you deal with any kind of soul contracts, but they want you to also think about pursuing a kind of past life regression, because I feel like they're telling you that is calling out to you, that they want you to pursue along with maybe even doing this overseas thing, but that, like, there's a past, there's something that's scratching at the surface that they want you to dive into a little bit deeper. So if you're attracted to that, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I've had, not recently, but like over a couple years ago, I used to have so many dreams that I was in another place. And so weird, like when you have a camera, like you're watching a movie. And then I was just searching for a mirror, and I looked in the mirror, and I'm like, well, my God, I didn't even look like myself, And I'm like, what is this? I'm like, my God, that's me, And I was in another place. I kind of felt I was in Italy, and when I looked in the mirror, I was totally a different, I did not look. I look totally different in the way I look. I was like, I was like, oh my gosh, what's this about? But yeah, I received everything that I've been feeling. Yes, I've been getting some information within myself and my knowing and all of this. So I absolutely agree with everything you're saying. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And just keep opening that up. And what you can do before you fall asleep, you can do it this evening if you like, but you can ask spirit, ask your guides to show you, and make sure you add in there whatever you'd like to see about a past life or where you should be going, and just make sure that you add in there that you remember when you wake up. Because, it's gone so quickly, so you have to make sure you ask them that you remember it. And I want you to put, if you have any crystals, they're telling me pyrite. Do you have pyrite?
I'm sorry. I don't, but you know something? I have been wanting, I've been saying that's what I want to work. I want to work with some crystals this year. I really feel that I really want to do that. So I've been searching around, asking, what should I purchase, make my purchases and all of that. So that's so absolutely true what you're saying also. Yeah, I've been feeling that so strongly. Yeah.
Very good. Well, they're bringing that up to confirm that and for you to start working with that, because I think this is going to open you up to whatever this new adventure is going to be for you going forward. But if you put that crystal under your pillow as well, and if you don't have pyrite, it's fine. Find a crystal, and amethyst would be good. Any kind of quartz, even if you just have a quartz, that'll work.
Okay.
Rose quartz would be beautiful as well. But put it under your pillow, and that'll help with your dreams as well and help you to remember them in the morning.
Wow. Great.
I am bursting with readings for you here. First of all, there are two things that came up first really strongly. You're a natural leader. Any time in the past that you have worked, you end up being the boss or the manager or the one with the more responsibility, the organizer. And they're telling me that your life, everything that you've experienced in this lifetime, has turned you into an extremely strong and courageous woman. There's really nothing you can't do. The angels are also saying that you have a secret desire of what you'd really like to do. Your heart's desire. It's coming very close to you. And the angels are supporting, guiding, and protecting you as you make those dreams a reality. I think your next step is going to be a business that you create.
Yes.
You have an affinity for children and teaching them, healing them. And you are actually a light worker, an energy healer, whether or not you studied it yet. You have that ability to heal others. And that can take many forms. If you don't want to go and become an energy healer, you could do it in nursing or in helping, teaching. Just so many different things you could do. Go ahead, honey. You want to say something. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm just agreeing. Everything you're saying is just right on spot. Yes.
Okay, so this is what you really want to do, and your angels are saying, just go ahead and do it. And another thing that bothers you so much is injustice to others. You yes. want to make sure that fairness and protection is definitely there for anyone who needs it, especially the people who aren't as strong or as capable as you are. And that's always going to be one of your causes. I also see you as an earth angel in that you have a special feeling for the environment, just for all of nature, life, and that sense of oneness that we are all connected. And I see great things for you. This next part of your life is going to be your happiest and your most successful. That's what I see. So just
yes.
do it. They want you to
Thank
do
you.
It. And I, you know, I love everything Julia said. Don't let any negativity get in there. And by being very careful about your thoughts, you can,
yes.
of course, create your reality and your future. And
yes.
don't worry. That's another caution they gave me to tell you. Don't bother to worry. Anytime worry sneaks in, because we're human, we all worry, and we need to stop it, nip it in the bud, give it to God, give it to your angels. Give it to them and ask for guidance and answer. And what Julia said was beautiful in that, you know, we've made it this far, and we've all made it this far, and that horrible thing that happened that was going to just stop everything didn't. And
yeah.
and we're going to keep on keeping on, and that's just what we do. That's just what we do. Do you have ties to the East Coast also?
Yes, I do. I used to live in the East Coast. Yeah, I lived towards the East Coast, and I'm going to be moving, actually, southeast. Yeah, I'm going to be moving to, yes.
Yes, you are moving back that way. That's what
yes.
I was going to say. And I think it's going to be a perfect place for your business.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
Yay.
I felt you strongly. You're very open. You're so easy to read. You let us in to see. And I thank you for that. It was lovely visiting your beautiful energy, Lynn. Hope we hear from you again. And
thank
I will
you.
Then give it to Ken because of the time element. And thank you so much for calling tonight.
Thank you
thank
so
you,
much,
Lynn.
Tony. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Okay, Ken.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Ken.
Lynn, you are probably not old enough to know who Eddie Howard was. Do you know?
No, I don't. I don't
no.
know.
That's okay. That's okay. He was a singer and a band leader in the 40s, maybe even into the 50s. But anyway, he's coming through for you. And he had this big hit called Just Because. And he says that this is something, those two words are things that you need to remember when you're planning out what it is that you want. Just because I want it. Just because I deserve it. That's enough. Don't get all embedded in these ideas of how is this going to happen or why is this going to happen.
Okay.
Try to throw that out. Trust your gut. Trust your intuition. Be grateful. We were talking about gratitude earlier. So important. And have you worked on manifesting things before?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's the key to doing what you want. It's to put that energy out there and not to worry. I think Julia said don't worry. Not to worry and not to focus so much on the how is this going to happen or why is it going to happen for me. Throw
okay.
that out. And anytime you
okay.
feel yourself thinking that, just because.
Okay.
Just because
okay.
I deserve it. Just because
okay.
I
wow.
want it. That's enough.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to just focus on. And those are two great words, just because if things don't happen exactly the way you want them to, don't let that derail you. Don't let it make you negative. It's just because this needed to happen. I needed to learn
okay.
something.
Okay.
It had to happen this way,
okay.
just because.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that you can't have what you want. It doesn't mean you can't be what you want to be. But you need to put that positive energy out there. Does all of that make sense?
Okay. Oh, absolutely. It really, really does. That just because, because sometimes I do find myself, you know, asking the question within. Just it pops up in my head, you know, and I push it out, like get rid of it. But I love what you said. I love that. And music does resonate with me. So I absolutely receive what you're saying. Thank you so much for that.
You are very welcome. If you want, you could probably find that song on YouTube so you can listen to it for free if you want.
I will absolutely go there after we talk. Yeah.
I think it was more of a love song, like Just Because I Love You. But even so, the energy of it is really what's important, and those two words, just remember them. Especially anytime you feel that negativity, or you feel the worry, or you start to the hows and the whys start to stack up, just because I deserve it.
Okay. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Julia, Tony, and Ken. Thank you all. Blessings to all.
Thank
you.
And good luck on your move.
Thank you.
It's going to be great.
Thank you.
Yes.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestries Love Show. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Oh, hi, Ken. Hi, this is Donna from California.
Hi, Donna.
Hi,
how
Donna
are you?
From California.
Well, it's been kind of a hard couple of weeks. We had first in Santa Barbara the fires, now the mudslides, and
wow.
Wants to be over with. It's pretty bad. All the roads are closed.
I've been watching that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And tough. Thank you.
Was your house spared?
My sister was in Montecito. I was in Santa Barbara town, but it affected my sister, and they didn't evacuate. And I'm so mad at her because it was evacuation, and she stayed with my other sister.
Oh, my goodness, good Lord.
And then the woman that owns the home, and, so they were stuck in the house for 4 days. And now they made it that they had to leave because it's the water, electricity.
Wow.
So I lost a friend. She opened the door and all the mud came in and it engulfed her and swept her down to the freeway. Sad.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And hers was
all of our prayers are going out to
hers
everyone.
Was voluntary. Hers was voluntary evacuation.
Wow.
And it destroyed her whole home and her life, you know? So people are quite upset up in that area because I don't think they warn them enough. Too much volunteer evacuation.
Yeah, I was reading. I was watching that today. They did a whole thing on it, and I was just praying the whole day for all of you, sweetheart. So how can we help you this evening?
Well, I don't have someone in my life, my love life, and I don't have a job. So I wanted to know if I'm usually lucky. I can win things. So I wanted to know if maybe something was coming in for me or a guy, you know, someone I could share my life with.
Well, then you will. I think you are speaking your life to us right now. You're setting the course for the next year. You're putting it out there, and that's what you're supposed to do. You want to get married, you want a new man, and you want a new job. And it's going to happen because you're going to make it happen. And you're going to do that by visualizing it, believing in it, talking about it, networking, and being open to it. Because an open heart is, when you've opened your heart is when love can come in. That's what I'm finding.
Mm-hmm.
Julia, can I go first this time?
Sure.
Julia, yes. Okay. Thank you. All right. They're saying to definitely make the effort about love and about the job, because these things will come in for you as long as you reach out for them. Great love is worth taking those steps. And they're saying it's okay to be the chooser, the picker this time. It's okay to let somebody know that you're interested even in developing a friendship. You know, it's okay to talk to the man first. All those old rules are gone. And they're also saying, this is the time to completely clear the energy away of your exes and prepare by knowing that everyone is new, that everyone is a different person. You know, you aren't going to have the same guy again, is what they want you to know. But new love is definitely coming in you in this year. I just pulled the card over. You have been deceived in the past. You found out that the person that you thought, you know, was one thing turned out to be another. But you're a strong lady, and they're saying you'll be okay. You're going to be able to overcome that. You're going to recognize the right man now. What that taught you was what you don't want. So they're happy about that. They're saying you've been doing a lot of work on forgiving and learning, and you have released and healed a lot of your past, making way for more love in the present. So you have been working, haven't you?
Yeah.
Been actively working on all that. Well, they like that. They're also saying, your guides are saying that your friends will be able to help you this time. I'm a big fan of online dating, and even that speed dating. I've never done that, but a lot of people have great success with it. But the guides are saying that your friends just might invite you to something or invite you for dinner and have a bunch of people there, and the man will be there. And I'm also getting a strong sense that you'll be marrying a widower this next time. And that he won't ever have been divorced. It's going to be a man who can make a commitment and stick with it, and who enjoyed being married and wants that again, and who knows how to treat a woman. They want you, please, to stay optimistic at all times. And now let's see what I get about a job. I mean, the wedding card and new love and true love, and all, it doesn't get any better than that. So
yeah,
go to this. Yeah.
I'm not working
for
now,
sure.
So I am retired, but I would like to have a little part-time home health care job,
part-time,
taking care of
the
elderly, or maybe a windfall or some luck upon me.
There you go. You would like to do some home health caring. I love that. That's perfect. There's such a need for it. I mean, you should be able to get employment in that area so easily. Are you a CNA, or do you have any
No,
any nurse?
Just done it. I've just done that kind of work for many years.
Well, that's all you need. So sign up with an
work.
Agency. Companion is fun too. It's nice.
Yeah, it's fun.
It really is. It is fun. It's a nice kind of a job. I don't see you having any problem getting a perfect job and having a lot of fun when you're doing it, and getting to meet a really nice family this time. Really nice.
Oh, good.
That might even turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
It just might. I'm getting the angels are smiling. They're saying, oh yes, oh yes. Well, you sound very decisive. I like that. When is your birthday, Donna, if I could ask?
April 22nd, 1954.
April 22nd. Okay, so when does it change over to Taurus? Do you consider yourself a Taurus or an Aries?
More of a Taurus, I guess.
Yeah, that is strong, 2 feet on the ground. But you have that personality, the outgoing personality of an Aries. So it's a nice cusp to be on, because you get the best of both those signs. Delightful.
Yeah.
Ruled by Venus. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. You're a dynamite lady. You make things happen.
I do.
You don't need any help. You actually don't need any help. And you actually know that. But I'm glad you called in anyway. It was fun talking to you. I'm going to give it to Julia now, because I know Ken is the gentleman. He wants to go last. Okay. Hey, Julia, what are you getting?
Funny. Thank you, Tony. I was going to ask Ken if he wants to go too, but okay.
No, he won't. All right.
He'll say no.
He'll
okay.
Say no.
Hi, Donna. It's good to speak with you again. Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year to you.
I love the card I got for you, because this is all about divine magic. So
the time is now, and I see a whole bunch of beautiful miracles unfolding for you very, very soon if it hasn't already happened for you. But the one thing that I do want to say is, as you started to speak, I'm all about law of attraction and neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, so I deal a lot with the language that we use. And the language that you use, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but let's shine a light on it. And you said, I don't have a job or a man. So what I would like you to do is to shift that language. My dream job. I am my dream man. It sounds funny, but the more that you use that language and the more that you shift those, any kind of negative word, don't, anytime you hear anything like that, but is also one that people use a lot, which negates what you first said. Instead, you replace that with yet. But anyway, what I want you to do is start using I am. I am. Affirmations are very powerful. I am my dream job. I am my dream man. Okay? Start using those as much as you possibly can. And then as far as the man goes, I did get a picture from Spirit. They were showing me more like a coffee shop or like a tea shop. And then they said very loudly, like, cantina or something like that. Do you know any places like that?
Cantina?
Yeah, cantina. Yeah,
well,
kind of like, but I feel...
Yeah, there's
go
quite
ahead,
a few
I'm sorry.
In town, and there's quite a few,
okay.
And on the beach, and yeah.
Oh, good, on the beach, because then they showed me water, too. Perfect, okay. So this is the area where this connection is going to be made. And it could very well be through friends, as Tony mentioned, but I feel like that's the image that they were showing me as far as you meeting him. And I feel like this is coming in very soon. But, again, you have to do the work, which means use those affirmations. Now, the other thing, and I feel it's by March. They gave me a 3, they gave me a March, so that's very, very soon, right around the corner. And then they want you to start using Ruby. Ruby is really good for you. It's good for love. It's good for manifesting that dream man into your life. So hold on to Ruby as much as you possibly can. Get a little piece of Ruby. Maybe it could be jewelry, but have it with you as much as you possibly can. And the miracles that are coming in for you, so for those of you that don't know, miracles are a shift in perspective. That's what a miracle is. So just like shifting your language, a shift in perspective is, oh, I see all of the beauty around me. I know that my dream job, I am my dream job. I know that my dream man is me. I am my dream man, right? So shifting that and making sure that you are very conscious, again, just like our last friend Lynn, conscious of what's going on that tape that's playing inside your mind. Make sure it's as positive as possible. And when it's not, cancel and then shift your language into something more positive, into what you want, not what you don't want, not lack, not what you don't have, what you do want and what you do have. And it's kind of similar to the gratitude that we do in the beginning of the show as well, just starting with, you know, your breath. I'm so grateful for my breath right now. I'm so grateful to be speaking with you. I'm so grateful that you're my sister and that you are walking with me along this earthly journey that we're taking here, this incarnation. So it's really just getting into that mindset where everything is love, everything is peace, everything is joy, and the universe will reflect that back to you, just like all of your relationships will reflect that back to you. And the more that you can do that, the quicker that this man is going to come in. And I didn't really get anything specific for your job, so I just wanted to mention that. I got a lot for the romance that's coming in and for the Ruby carrying that, and then also with the your language and the affirmations to you. So does all of that make sense to you, Donna?
Oh, yes, it absolutely does. And I think that thinking like that does make me feel better, more at peace, more, well, a feeling of well-being. And I think that you are on that vibration that you do, yeah, because you're feeling so good.
That's right. And so like attracts like, and that's that frequency. So that frequency has no choice but to reflect that and bring that back to you. But I feel like, Donna, the card that you got is absolutely beautiful. Oh, the other thing, too, I'm sorry, one more thing. Fairies came in. Do you work with fairies at all?
No, but I was in Ireland, and I could have sworn that I saw them in the trees there.
They're around you. They're communicating with you. They want you to start working with them. Yeah, they want you to start working with them, so start working with them as well. And you can, you know, look up how to do that, but really you can talk to them. They're around you. They're around you right now. But they came in strong, too, as well. So this is all about the magic that's coming into you and the miracles over the next this whole year is going to be great for you, but I feel like by March you're going to be like, you're going to call us back and be like, here, I found him. I'm in love. So we're excited to hear that.
I'm so happy.
Love, Donna.
Thanks so much. I'm going to get some rubies.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Over to you, Ken.
Happy New Year. And then we have Ken. Ken,
hi, Ken.
Yeah. Hi, Donna.
Yeah.
Donna, I've got a couple questions for you. Happy New Year.
Sure.
Do you meditate?
I do. I meditate for about 30 to 40 minutes every morning.
Excellent.
I follow my breath.
Do you talk to your guides?
I talk to my mom, who's on the other side. I talk to her every day, and I talk to my nephew. And yeah, and I don't talk to my guides as much, but I do talk to them. Yeah.
Okay. Dinah Shore is here, and she's bringing through this woman, and there's a really strong mother energy, and I don't know if this is your mom or if this is a guide. She's in like 1950s kind of clothes with a raincoat and one of those rain hats that women used to wear to protect their hair, like a bonnet kind of thing. And I think her name is Anne.
Oh, my gosh. That's my mother's name. My mother's name is Anne, Ken.
Okay.
How wonderful.
Okay.
Go, Ken.
And,
that's beautiful.
The song that Dinah came in with is called Miss You or Missing You. And it's I miss you more than I can say, dear. Kiss you in my dreams, I kiss you, whispering, darling, how I miss you. And all I can get from this is I think that she wants you to talk to her more, to share, even though she knows what's going on, to share your hopes, your dreams, your concerns, everything. When you meditate, she wants to talk to you. She wants you to talk to her. And it's not that she has all the answers for you, but it's just that in the sharing, I think you'll find a way. Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense, because when my mother was alive, we would spend like an hour, hour and a half every day around the kitchen table talking. She was the love of my life.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it does make sense. And I hear her once in a while. She said I was going to be rewarded. I heard her. I don't know what she meant by that. And then I had two dreams with her, and we're both celebrating with such joy and happiness. It was unbelievable. It was on two different nights.
That's
beautiful.
She's going to bring you that man. That's what that means.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everything that you want. She just wants you to know that she loves you and she misses you, and she's around whenever you want to talk to her. I know that's not really why you called, but that's what came through.
Yeah, that means more to me than anything. That's beautiful. Yeah, I've got tears in my eyes. This means so much. That was so wonderful bringing her through. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You are very welcome. Well, thank you for calling us.
Yeah, thank you, all of you. I so appreciate this.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Love
you.
Good night, Donna.
Have a great
night.
Wow.
Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is our number. As we head back to the phone here. There, that one worked. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, Ken. This is Miranda.
Hello, Miranda.
Hello,
Miranda. How are
Tony.
You?
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Thank you. Calling from California. Thank you for taking my call. Yes. So I'm calling.
How can we help you tonight?
I'm calling regarding a question about my daughter. I had called you guys back in August.
Yeah.
There was a reading I had gotten from someone that said that a gentleman would be coming into my daughter's life, and all of you basically confirmed that. And I remember both you and Tony, Julia and Tony, mentioning that this was going to be a deep, you know, meaningful soulmate type of relationship. So I'm just inquiring now. My daughter is actually dating someone. She says it's casual thing, and I'm just wondering if this is the one, or is it someone else that's supposed to come along? Because I know she met someone else recently too, but you know, who I also think is a good, you know, good fit. So I'm not sure which one it is. You know, who's that?
Which one it is? Huh?
Which one is the you know, leading guy, that potential soulmate?
Do you like the first one better?
The first one, meaning the one she's dating right now, or the one she...
No, the one you said that she had met a while back.
Oh, I want to get your impression. I have my feelings. I want to know what you guys think, and I'll tell you afterwards what I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to taint it.
Okay. I'm trying to get in there real quick. Julia, are you getting something right away?
Yes, sir. I can jump in. Hi, Miranda.
Okay, you go ahead.
Hello, Julia.
Yes. For your daughter. Yeah, this is it's still a part of her divine plan, and I do believe that one of these men is the one that that was coming through back in August. Now, what they're telling you with this is that, first of all, there's, I know she hasn't started dating the other one, but what they're showing me is they're showing me a picture of her feeling so comfortable that she feels like she can rest. They're showing me, you know, almost like, you know, how you as a mother raised her, and you always feel so comforted in your mother's arms. Well, they're showing me the same type of energy with this man. So, if she is not feeling this comfortable with the first gentleman, then I feel like it could be this other gentleman that she just met and hasn't started dating yet. But I do want to say that this feeling is going to, I mean, I don't know if she's shared with you yet or not, but, I mean, it's going to be, she's going to literally say, like, I feel so comfortable. Those are her words about describing this man. Like, just everything is easy, everything flows, it's effortless, and that is the person for her. Now, would you feel comfortable sharing, Miranda, the first initial of each man?
Sure. Well, I guess it's okay. One of them is a, what's his name, K, and the other one is a J.
K and J?
Mm-hmm.
K and J. Okay. Oh my goodness, they're very close because they were taking me more towards the end of the alphabet. So I guess the K is a little bit closer towards the end of the alphabet, but not much. So that is tricky because I was getting more like the sound that they were giving me was more like a Z. If there's a Z anywhere in the name, you don't have to obviously say their name. But maybe it's a middle name, maybe it's a last name, but I was picking up more like a Z kind of sound. So I feel like that one is the one for her that is coming in. So, I mean, rest assured that this is still happening for her. And if she is not feeling too sure about this gentleman, then I would imagine that it's the other one. Because, I mean, it's beyond a doubt. I mean, comfortable is what they told me. It's just everything is easy. Everything is so comfortable. You know, like we've known each other for years, just easy. So that's what they're showing me. So I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, that's well. The only thing is, like, she hasn't actually dated one of them, so it's hard to really compare and
right
and have
well,
a full picture.
Well, that's why I'm guessing
Yeah.
That's why I'm guessing it's the one that she hasn't dated, because if she hasn't already said, you know, that she's super comfortable with this one, that it's this other one.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the time. I mean, and yeah, go ahead.
No, it's just, like I said, it's hard to read because she is having a good time, and she says it's just casual, and, you know, we're just enjoying each other's company. So that could imply having a sense of comfort. So it's a little up in the air and confusing. That's why I thought I'd call in and get your
opinion. Sorry I couldn't give you a definite answer
on
that.
No, that's okay. Well, I appreciate it, you know.
You're welcome. Yeah. But sometimes that's how spirit works, too, because this is something her journey, something that she needs
right,
to go
something
through.
That's evolving,
Right, exactly. And sometimes those parts are really close to us psychics and readers. So we don't always get everything, and we don't get everything for a reason. So I just trust in that, and I, you know, just give you
absolutely.
I
understand.
Thank you, Miranda.
Thank you.
You know, it's really such a great reward and such, what do I want to say here? I just feel like there's so much beautiful love between the two of you that I really just want to honor that. And I want to say, Spirit wants to speak through me to you to say thank you. You know, higher self to higher self, because the two of you have shared many past lives together, and you have had a difficult journey in other past lives. So I just feel like they really want to say how much work you've done together, and they feel the love, that unconditional love, and just honoring you for that. So that you've done
a fantastic
job.
That's so sweet.
If there's ever any doubt, don't doubt anymore, please. You're doing fantastic.
I'm trying. Thank you so much for saying.
Okay, you're welcome, Miranda. And Ken or Tony?
Tony, are you there?
No, maybe we lost
her.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. I'm getting that a soulmate is near her. And I'm getting that Jay, there's some issue around Jay. I don't know. Is he the one she's dating?
Currently, Yeah.
She's dating Jay now.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, and I think he's a potential soulmate, and an engagement is going to be the outcome if it continues. Now, what is her attitude when you talk to her? Do you think she's being coy with you because you're her mom?
I think so.
Yeah, I do too. That's what I'm thinking. Do her eyes light up when she talks about him? Does she smile?
No, not really, actually. She's not very revealing. She's just basically, as I said, she just says she's having a
being
good time.
Cool.
But, being very matter-of-fact about it. So,
when is her birthday
again?
I forgot her birthday.
It's 12/2/90.
Oh, okay. 12/2/90. Okay. 12/2/90. And yours again, Miranda? You don't have to give me the year, just what sign are you?
Well, I'm a Virgo.
You're a Virgo. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Ken and I are Virgos too, Miranda. Welcome.
Yeah. No, it does. It makes sense because she's... No, I didn't mean that in a bad way. It makes sense. I love Virgo. I actually have more planets in Virgo than anything. I may be a Sagittarius like your daughter, but all my planets are in Virgo. And I like to know what's going on. And I think Virgo people do like to stay on top of things. And you're very protective of your daughter, which is very smart. And you're very organized. And, you know, okay. Yeah,
I try to be on top of it without being interfering, though. I mean, I don't want to.
Exactly,
you know,
because
control.
You're very gentle and loving. You're very gentle and loving and unassuming. You're not going to ever, you know, you're not going to hurt her feelings. You just want this to go so well for her. That's what makes
Absolutely.
Sense to me.
Absolutely.
I didn't mean that in a bad way, Kat. I don't know if it came out sounding like that. But
that's
I got
okay.
soulmate and engagement because I didn't mean it that way, honestly. I think I love Virgo. I do. And yeah, but she's very good though, I think, at hiding, at trying to keep things to herself. And it's never a good subject for talk to your parent, especially when there's romance involved. You know, what she said sounded just exactly like something I would say to my mother, and I'm a Sagittarius. I mean, that there's nothing else you can say to your mother, you know.
Right.
There really isn't. There really isn't in regard to that. And when she's ready to tell you that she's serious, she'll tell you. Are they seeing each other on a regular basis right now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Do you like him?
Yes, I you know, I haven't even met him.
Oh, you haven't met him. Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
No.
He's got a job. Does he have a job? Or are they? How old are they?
Oh, they're
are they
kids? They're mid-20. They're mid-20.
Oh, yeah, 90. You gave me 90. Okay. Well, good. So he's got a job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then that's good.
We'll see. We'll see. Like I said, the other one is also, from what I understand, you know, a potential match, you know, also has a good background, so I'm a little confused.
Well, that's good. I think you kind of, you're leaning toward that guy. I mean, you
I
would
am.
Almost like to, yeah, I know. That's what I was getting. The issue around Jay is, that's what the issue around Jay is. He's different. He's different. You would prefer the other guy. You think that's a better background match. I get it. That's what I'm getting. I mean, there's potential with both. Have you asked her point blank if she'd give the other one a chance, or he just hasn't really asked yet? Is that what it is?
Yeah. It hasn't asked yet,
Okay.
They haven't had enough of an interaction together to really even come to that point.
Right. That's rough. But, you know, ultimately she has to choose in order for her to be happy. And
that's what I
if
want
it's
the best.
Not meant to be, and honestly, I have a strong sense of destiny with this situation. She's going to be with the one that she's supposed to be with. There is potential. I think what Julia said is really it. There's potential with both of them that there could be a soulmate in both of them. And I think you're sensing that, and you're almost saying, well, since they're both going to be good, why don't you just go with this one that I like better, that I think is going to be a better fit? You know, it's almost like watching The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, right? We sit at home and we know which one is the better match.
And
we watch the others get, it's so hard.
I know.
Oh my God.
I just have to be patient and let it unfold, you know.
You really do. And you'll be happy if she's happy.
Yes, absolutely.
You're
agree.
You're such a good person. You're such a loving, strong mother. You're so good. She's so lucky to have you. You have good sense. And I'm sure that you've given a lot of that and all of that to her. You have to trust that. I'm going to give it to Ken now because I'm
getting
you
so
carried
much.
Away with this.
Thank you, Tony.
Don't worry about it. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Miranda. We are running really short on time, and I want to be careful about the way I say it because I don't want to alarm you. And probably saying that was not the best way to start because you're
thank you.
But Marvin Gaye came through with the song "Ain't That Peculiar," and I think what she is learning from this first guy is that she needs to be with someone who makes her laugh more than he makes her cry. And I think that I don't think that there's something wrong with this guy. I don't think that he's mistreating her or beating her or anything bad like that. I think he's not very considerate. And I think that that comes up at times when she's not expecting it, and it kind of shocks her. And I think she has to figure out that all men aren't like that, because there are plenty of good times. But I think that it's going to come down to her thinking, realizing that, you know, he makes me sad a lot more than he makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And I was messaging Tony when Julia was talking, because I said I hope I'm wrong. I don't want you to be afraid for her. She's not like in any danger. He's not some kind of monster.
Right.
I think he's just one of those guys who is not as thoughtful as she deserves. And I think that I get the feeling that she hasn't had a lot of serious relationships.
She's been through a few, one really serious one. But the other were not very long lasting. Okay. But hopefully she'll have enough sense to know that that's not what she deserves, as you said. Yeah, hopefully she'll come to that conclusion.
Yeah, I think she will. I think she just has certain expectations, and then she gets surprised when he has made other plans, or he doesn't want to see the movie she wants to see, go where she wants to eat, something. I mean, it's just enough of those little things that I think bother her, and I think they're starting to stack up and making her think.
Well, that's a good thing. Hopefully, you know, reflect and really do what your heart says. Yeah, ultimately, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. I appreciate everyone. I know you're running short on time, so thank you all of you very much, and happy New Year's.
Well, thank you, Marianne. It's always good to talk to you,
Marianne. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you so much for.
Bye bye. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, all of you.
Bye.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye.
Thanks for calling us. Bye-bye. I was about to give the phone number out, and we only got a few minutes left. Julia, before we run out of time and Blog Talk Radio cuts us off, will you cut cords for us, please?
I absolutely can. And I just want to say I forgot to share this at the top of the show. I did receive a message for someone, Jen, and it was, sunshine, keep chasing those rainbows. So if you're out there, I hope you get the message. Okay. Let's cut the cords. Archangel Michael, please come forth and cut the cords of any energy that we have attached to anyone or anyone has attached to us that is no longer serving our highest good. And just imagine a blue flame swirling around you now, cutting those cords, and so it is. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And now we call forth Archangel Metatron to fill all of those spaces up with the diamond white light of the Holy Spirit, connecting us to our I Am Christ consciousness, filling us up with love and light and joy and peace and happiness and hope and freedom and harmony and more love and more joy and more peace. And why not a little more love and a little more joy and a little more peace? And now, as you feel the corners of your mouth moving up towards the top of your ears, yes, it's a smile. Thank you, Archangel Metatron. And so it is. Amen.
And so it is.
Amen.
Amen.
You know,
beautiful.
That's one more reason that I'm glad you're back with us, Julia, because you do that so much better than I do. When you're not here, that's another one of those things where I could have clipped the audio and had that like on a button and gone, there, cut cords.
You do it
and
very well,
just,
though,
but
Ken.
I,
you've been doing a good job.
Did
hear you
thank
do it on the
you,
show, but, Ken, and you did a fantastic job. I was very proud of you. It made me smile.
But there's only one Julia. And we are glad you're back.
That's true.
Because we love you.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
But
if
you couldn't get through, we love you too. If you couldn't get through tonight, we didn't get to you, go by the website, click psychictapestry.com, click a get a reading, and connect with Tony or with Julia or with me or whoever, and get yourself a private reading. Thanks to everybody who called in. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. And thank you for listening. Hope you have a great weekend. Julia and Tony, thank you for giving up part of your Friday night for us. This was fun.
Thank you.
It was nice to have all three of us back.
For the world.
So tomorrow, Pat?
We love you.
Have a great weekend, and we will catch you 2 weeks from tonight. Take care.
Yes. Bye, everybody. We love you.
Ha 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 ha